Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Beautiful day in New York. Hope you got out and about. Winter looks like it's over. Global warming kicks in. And I like the nice 60, 70s temperatures. So I'm going to get to that in a moment. There is data released today. I bet you haven't heard about this. So this is the latest census estimate in New York City. Last year, 2023, about 80,000 residents of the city left. And the population of NYC dropped to 8.26 million, okay? About 80,000 split. Since 2022, 126,000 New York City folks have moved out. 126,000. Now, obviously, we have a shrinking population, and the reason is social disorder, high taxation, all of that comes in. Now, this morning, I was on Sid and Friends. I guess I'm one of the friends of Sid. And Sid was in Florida. I guess he's schmoozing with Trump yesterday, and he's in there, and he used to work in Florida. He is a perpetual tan like George Hamilton. You know, Sid. So he's saying to me, oh, it's so nice down here. And why not, are you going to move down here, O'Reilly? And, and I was there last week. I was in Florida last week. It was nice, but it was too hot for me. On March 9th, it was 87 degrees in Palm Beach, 85% humidity. I could not go to the Met Cardinal game because our seats were in the sun. I would have been in. You know, I'd call the EMS. I would have been in the emergency room, sitting there for seven innings in the Florida sun. I couldn't do it. And that's the big reason that I don't move to Florida. I could move to the mountains of North Carolina or the shoreline of South Carolina, but I'm not a guy that responds real well to heat because I'm Irish. And by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday. And the DNA of my folks is Northern Europe. That's it. Never going away. Some people can take the heat. I told Sid, look, he goes, you should move down and blah, 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 blah. And I said, and I have lived in Florida. I taught high school down there for 2 years, and that was my base point for covering the wars in El Salvador, the Falklands, and all of that. So I know South Florida really, really well. And I would know it well enough to say, I can't live there from June 1st to October 15th. I can't breathe. I have to do my Wizard of Oz imitation. I'm melting. I would be literally melting. As you get older, you're more susceptible to climate, both hot and cold. And I said to Rosenberg, I said, look, I'm loyal to New York. I'm born in Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. My mother was a physical therapist there. We moved out to Levittown, where I was raised. I went to college in New York. My ties are very deep. And I got my business here. I've got my friends here. I keep my old friends. I've got my kids. And for me to pick up and go to Boca, I mean, I might have to. if Albany passes a wealth tax, you can kiss O'Reilly goodbye. I'm out of here. And I'm not going to be alone. Okay? Because that's communist stuff. It's unconstitutional, so I don't believe it's going to happen. But the damage that the progressive left has done to New York City and New York State is almost incalculable at this point. And why most voters in New York don't understand that is beyond me. I just don't. If you can't see the damage before your very eyes, what's wrong with you? That's why I'm doing this show on WABC every day. I try to wise everybody up, because what I tell you is absolutely true. Now, if this continues, this exodus of mostly successful people moving out of New York, and they're being replaced by migrants and people who have to work their way up. So the tax base is going to get lower and lower and lower. And that means the taxes that Albany imposes are getting higher and higher and higher. And working people can't pay any more tax because housing costs are so high in New York. And that'll lead to more. So they call it a doom loop. And the Albany legislature and the governor better wise up. I figure you got about 3 or 4 more years. If this social disorder continues, taxation continues, chaos continues, state's going to blow up.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.